Strangers with Ballots. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Here in Washington State, we have a Republican candidate who still refuses to concede in the governor's race, despite losing by 545,000 votes and despite the inauguration of his opponent. He filed a suit that claimed that if the state had done its job and stopped foreigners from voting, he might have won. He couldn't produce a single witness, but he said there's a simple explanation for that.
If they come out in a lawsuit, their names, their addresses, everything's going to be available. They're fearful the federal government will deport them.
They're fearful the federal government will deport them. Classic catch-22. And so he finally withdrew the lawsuit. But for plenty of people, his excuse is just plausible enough to keep the fear alive. The fear that non-citizen immigrants are voting illegally. The fear that states have gone soft on who's allowed to vote and that it will mean the end of our way of life. Maybe tyranny, maybe a foreign takeover. Choose your consequence. Well, I'm a big rule follower, and the rule is that non-citizens cannot vote in federal elections. But suppose some of them do. Does it make sense that someone who has left or fled or been kicked out of their home country is just waiting for the chance to sneak a ballot into the mailbox that will hand their adopted country over to tyrants who will suspend the Constitution and oppress us all? Because that would be taking homesickness to a whole new level. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.